Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
What up with you, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. Let me get there. Unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. Welcome in. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome in. You know what? I'm not going to solicit Dan's take on Jeopardy just yet because it does work out well with love and hate. Are there parts to it he loves? He's allowed to share. Are there parts to it he hates? He's allowed to share. So I don't know what his answer is. He may love Jeopardy without Alex Trebek. He may miss Alex longingly when watching the show. That's all part of it. Welcome in. Got a great second hour of the show for you. A reminder, after the show, download the podcast. Or if you missed any of the show, you can download the podcast as well. Just type in Doug Gottlieb wherever you download podcast and you're set. This hour, we also have Rick Bucher, don't we? Rick Bucher is going to join us. We'll talk some NBA hoops. Lakers play tonight. Give you my thoughts on what one writer says could be the last game for LeBron in a Laker blue and gold uniform. Before we get to love and hate, Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. Heisa is implementing comprehensive reforms, sports combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep athletes safe. Learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Let's get to Live a Love and Hate.
What did you love?
God, I love you.
And what did you hate?
Meet these player haters.
Dan Beyer. Love and hate. What'd you love from the weekend, Denny?
Personal note.
Yeah.
My son's, you know, birthday, we talked about that, was last week. And so he got a variety of gifts. And I was actually really worried that he would just want to play with all of his old toys. That has not been the case. It has been new toy after new toy, which is very rewarding as a parent and for others that have gotten him new toys. He seems to be playing with all of the new stuff, which means that your purchase power, your buying knowledge was correct. Like, you were in that. You did well. You did well as a parent.
Cost per use, yeah. Really good.
And, yes, so I was very excited. I bought him his first, like, real golf club, just a small, tiny little 9-iron. And while I didn't love the neighbor girl trying to hit the foam golf balls off of the driveway, I did like to see the club being swung in the yard. So that was nice.
Okay. We'll circle back to a sports one in a second. What do you got there, Chase Stu? Something you loved. I know this is against, like, your normal persona to say you liked something, but what'd you love from the weekend?
I kind of like watching a football team draft a team having exactly 100% confidence in the decision makers. You never quite knew. I know your buddies with Telesco, but there was there's always been kind of a Spanos involvement in these draft picks, and the Chargers just seem to put all their faith in Harbaugh and this GM that they brought over from his brother's team. And I just, to me, I'm in full faith in Harbaugh mode. I'm not going to question any of these decisions.
Nothing.
Brandon Staley was an abject failure, and I'm going to try to forget about that, and I'm just going to put all my faith into one guy. And I kind of like to watch the draft picks come in with that.
Okay. Iowa Sam?
I don't really have anything to add to this segment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm actually going to second that. Like, this weekend, I thought stunk in sports, unless you were a fan of a team that won. Like, it was, you know, it's awful, obviously, for me as a Bucks fan. But the draft, I felt, was boring on Saturday. Like, I felt like I reached my limit for the first time in many years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I hear you guys. I agree. I'm going to give you a couple things I love, though, okay, if you don't mind. I love Anthony Edwards. I mean, obviously, the dunk was so ferocious. But I like that he plays with a smile on his face. Is that weird? Like, again, you could be as competitive as hell, but I like that he's having fun. Now, part of it is you're winning, you're kicking the Sun's asses. That's got to be fun. I just like the persona. I like that. I also like all of these idiots who killed the Timberwolves, okay? Who killed the Timberwolves for, what are you doing? Move heaven and earth for Rudy Gobert. You're not paying attention to the league. The league has gone away from small ball. And gone to, you got to be skilled and versatile, but you got to be big. The defending champions are who you're chasing, right? That's who you're chasing. They are the favorite for a reason. And they start 6'9", 6'10", 7 foot across the front line. And that's why the Timberwolves went out and said, hey, we know where this league's going. And then, oh yeah, by the way, they added Mike Conley too, who's just been awesome. But I really like that, watching that team play. But I really love watching Anthony Edwards play with a smile on his face.
Was it this weekend where he got some stuff on Twitter for, he had some kind of a pelvic motion?
Yes.
In the middle of the court?
Yes.
What did we think about that? And exactly what is he doing?
It felt like he was doing the Ric Flair, didn't he?
The DX chop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. DX chop? Yep. What is that? Is that a wrestling thing?
Degeneration X. Yes. From WWE.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Sam's giving it to you right now.
I mean,
now.
Like, listen, if you want to clutch your pearls when you're watching it, you're allowed to, whatever. It was only two pumps, though, but as we know, in the NFL, the third pump is what gets you the flag, right?
Isn't it? Yes.
Or is that just a key and peel? I'm not sure.
Even the slightest of pumps.
I also love that the NFL draft is over because it's boring. It's actually usually boring. And what I hate are two things that I know Jason Stewart hates, okay? And we'll get to that. So this kind of works with the hates that I know are coming. But I love the fact that the draft is over because all of the idiots out there who pretend like they know who's really a good player and who's not. I'm not talking about people in the NFL. I'm talking about guys that do radio shows, guys that tweet. Like, you don't know anything. It's not your job to know anything. And yet we act like we know what the left guard from McNeese State is going to do when he takes on the, you know, Detroit Lions. We have no idea. But we do draft grades because of it. So there's this whole cottage industry, and I respect the guys that do it. I don't like the people that don't have any clue what they're doing, talking about it with authority, and I'm glad that's over. Let's get to what we hate. Okay, so he didn't love it, kids, which means, well, Dan, do you want to start with your feelings about Jeopardy?
Well, I'm honestly, Doug, I'm mixed on Jeopardy. That's kind of the whole conversation on it. It's where there's some really good things going with it, and then it takes a turn for, which is why I feel like it's an interesting discussion on how do you try to squeeze as much juice out of that orange. And I just don't know if they're squeezing the right part. Maybe they're just squeezing the peel. I'm not sure. I hated this weekend in the NBA, not only because of the Bucks scenario, which I'll dive into in a second, but also it's the second straight week. Like, Saturday's game stunk. Like, aside from the Lakers changing a little of that momentum and not being swept, it was blowout city again. And we had that the week prior when the playoffs tipped off. And then on the Bucks side of things, Friday was crazy. Chris Middleton keeping them afloat with some great shot making at the end, trying to keep that series alive, and then just really having no chance yesterday. And all anybody could say was, like, I give credit to the Bucks for trying. Because at one point, they didn't have Giannis, Dame, Bobby Portis, who got ejected, and then Chris Middleton actually had to leave early in the second half. Like, that was their team. And yet, still hung around with the Pacers, who had to shoot over 50% from three to actually get this done. And so it's frustrating because there really wasn't anything. I've said all season long, Doug, when we've talked about the Bucks, just wait till the playoffs, because that's all that matters after last year. And then to have this be an incomplete, it's not even an F. It's an incomplete because you don't even know if it's going to work or not. It's probably not in the future. But just very, very disappointing that the season has come to an end like this. Because it's over. Like, there's no way that Giannis and Dame are going to play in Game 5.
Yep. Agreed. We'll ask Rick Bucher. He'll join us a little later on in the hour. Jay Stu, you hate everything? Go.
Thing I hated most this weekend was the Tampa Bay Rays. So this impacted my wallet. Anything that impacts my wallet, I'm going to take serious. So in my Survivor pool this week, I chose the Rays, Tampa Bay Rays. All they needed to do was win 3 games and I advanced. It's a Survivor pool. They won one game all week, and they, going into the weekend series, they played a Chicago White Sox team that had won 3 games the entire season. They won 3 games the entire season starting Friday, and then they won 3 games over the weekend against the Rays. I was forced to watch the Rays all last week, and this is a despicable team. They don't have any clutch. They make fundamental errors all the time. They have pitchers that often miss in the wrong places at the wrong time. It's just a despicable club that plays in front of a despicable crowd, and the Rays are just dead to me.
I love the fact that you talked about a team nobody cares about, even in Tampa, and yes, about a sport that nobody cares about right now. And, by the way, you kind of violated the primary rule of whether it's fantasy or betting. It's that you can't personalize it, dude. Nobody cares.
I never bet. That's the problem.
We don't care about your fantasy team. We don't care about your kids' achievements.
I have to take it personal.
We don't care about, what else? Your kids' sports achievements, especially. Iowa Sam, something you hated.
I kind of hate the stat that there's never been an NBA team to come back from 3-0 down, because once you get, there's never been a team to come back and win a series down 3-0. That's what they tell me, right?
Yes.
Yes. So the fact is, when you're like the Pelicans, you're the Lakers, and now the gone Suns, the ditched Suns, you get down to 3-0, it's like, it doesn't matter if it gets to 6 or 7, because no one's done it before. So it's like, it's until it happens, it's a death sentence.
They've gotten to 7 before a couple
times.
They
have, but it's still, no one is, it's like.
So what do you hate?
I just hate the fact that that no one's ever done it. So it's like when you, those games just seem needless. I know you play them. You have to play them.
They do. And I would have been okay if we said, hey, you good? We're good. We're good. But I also think you find out the makeup of a guy, right? If you're a basketball player, you just play basketball. If you're a basketball player, you're like, there's a game? Let's go. Right? If there's time on the clock, we got a shot. If there's games left to be played, we got a chance. So I'm going to disagree with you. I understand you hate that it hasn't happened. I love it because I think it exposes these guys that claim to be, you know, ball is life. And they, you know, they're 1-2-3 Cancun. I mean, that's really.
But it's like knowing the end of a movie that you've seen, but you haven't seen.
Right.
Every new series is a new movie.
I know this movie. I know how it ends.
Yeah, and it's like, it's a sad ending.
Right.
More anguish from LeBron.
Right. Well, I hated the way Denver played on Saturday night. I thought they They just kind of messed around, played with their food, had a chance to win the game, and then, lost the ball, turned it over, Lakers won. So now we got another game tonight. Kind of, I hate that. I get that. Kind of hate that. I thought, Jace, dude, this was served up on a platter for you. I hate these dudes that, like, have no sources in the NFL, and they just make grandiose statements about NFL guys and drafting and do draft grades. It just wears me out. It makes me, I love the NFL draft. I just don't like all these kind of clinger hanger-oner guys that act like they know something they don't. I'd be better off with no information than the information that's provided to me at some levels.
But if you think about it, like what, there's no risk to doing grades. So you're wasting inches and columns and you're wasting segments on air to give grades that, you're not going to be held to these because there's no way in heck that anyone's going to like go back and care what you think about this. It's just filling air.
Yes and no. I will give you I think what it does is it lends itself to that you have to give either an A or an F. Because if you give an A and it ends up coming through and everybody else is like B or C, you're like, dude, look, I got an A. I knew it. Or F, I knew it was going to be a disaster. When the world is much more filled of B's and C's and D's than it is A's and F's. Is that fair, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But you have to have convictions.
Yeah.
Either way. That's what makes, you know, the Seahawks draft class when they had Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner was known as getting an F. Yeah. And then that ends up, if somebody gave it an A, then that person would have had their reputation made, but there were a lot more F's. And if it would have been a C, it would have been like, okay, all right, whatever. I do look at how, like, coming from the draft, I'm not giving Minnesota an F because they traded up, but, you know, that team's got like 4 picks next year. And I didn't think that they were a J.J. McCarthy and Dallas Turner away from being a Super Bowl contender. And so I just kind of scratch my head in that scenario. They've got nice talent, but you're going to have to pay Justin Jefferson at some point. I don't know.
It's a new GM from he. This is his second year, right?
No, plus, I think he's Quezzy Adolfo Mensa.
Yeah, Quezzy Adolfo Mensa. By the way, Jason, is part of your anger at the Rays that they lost to the White Sox, or just that they lost and lost you money?
No, I think
because like the White Sox had won 3 games heading the weekend, and I had not learned that until Thursday's show, and then they win 3 games over the weekend.
I mean, that's disgusting. They couldn't even beat the White Sox once, and that's the worst team in baseball. So yeah, it adds to my fury. Yeah.
Good. We like a furious Jason is a motivated Jason. A motivated Jason is a very skilled Jason, and that is love and hate.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, let's welcome him in. He works for Fox Sports and foxsports.com. He's the one and only Rick Bucher. He joins us. And, Buke, there's a if we do the blame pie thing on the Suns, I got to tell you, I think the biggest blame is going to be on the composition of the roster and the coaching staff, way more than blaming any player. And yeah. My logic is, like, you know, you bring in Frank, he's an analytics guy, he's a data nerd, he loves to prep, he loves the video. He fits actually really well with LeBron. It doesn't really fit well with Durant. And then, oh yeah, by the way, you keep Kevin Young, who pretty, you know, quite obviously, they almost hired as a head coach. That doesn't work. And then you bring in Brad Beal, who only plays like half the year, and he's not ready to play. And then all the pieces don't fit together. And some of that is the problem of the pieces, but a lot of that is who chose to put those together. Is that fair?
No.
No, it's not fair?
No, it is. It is completely fair.
Okay.
Composition of the team from the very beginning. I mean, you just you got into the granular aspect of the connection between the coaches and the players, but you know, in broad strokes, you had all your strength in one place, which was you had scorers and guys who are uniquely talented mid-range scorers. I mean, if you want to say they're all three-level scorers, I suppose
they're not. No, they're not. They're not. Wait, hold on. Can I give you something that I looked up during the game last night? Okay, this will help make your point. This will help make your point, okay? For the entire series, the Timberwolves took 134 threes. For the entire series, and they took a ton last night, the Suns took 104 threes. 30 more attempts in a four-game series.
Okay? Yeah.
That's not how you play basketball today.
Yeah.
And I believe the staff knows that and implored them to shoot more threes and stop shooting mid-range shots.
Yeah.
So, and they made 11 more. They took 30 more. But you take 11 more, okay, that changes the dynamic of everything you do and the spacing of everything you do and the rebounding and the angles and all that stuff. But also, it's a more efficient shot.
Yeah. Well, I think the part of it is, and it was funny just watching last night, is they don't really have an ideal drive and kick guy.
No.
Now, all of them can drive, but it's drive and kick. They're driving and they're looking for their shot. And if they can't get to the rim, they're pulling up and they're hitting the mid-range. They're not looking to get penetration in order to kick it to set somebody else up. And there was one point where Devin and KD were, one was on the wing, one was sort of at the top, and they would drive about 4 or 5 feet and then swing it to the other. Try to get that second there, the other defender to step over a step or two, swing it and give a three. And they kept passing it back and forth because neither guy wanted to really take that three because it wasn't a wide open three. And that was just one example of how this team was so poorly formed. And then the one force you had on the inside for all that we talk about how soft DeAndre Ayton may be, Jusuf Nurkić isn't much better. I mean, he can be, and physically he has the ability to be, and at times
he can't play. And listen, he can't play. That was a horrible trade. They did everything they could, and I believe the stories that the coaching staff wanted to keep DeAndre Ayton. It's a previous coaching staff that didn't, right? Yeah. Yeah. They gave him away for two backups.
Yeah.
For two backups. Yeah. So you don't have a point guard, and you don't have a starting caliber center, and you don't have a backup point guard either, and then you have pieces that don't fit, shoot too many middies. You keep the runner-up for the head coach position on the staff. Yeah. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah. All of which is why this is where I differ from most people who want to tell you that the Suns are sunk. They're not sunk. You can change this team in a hurry, but you have to be willing to move Devin Booker to do it. Because Devin Booker can get you a king's ransom. He can get you draft picks back. He can get you really good players. I mean, based on the price that Rudy Gobert set, 27 years old, locked up for the next 4 years, you can get a ton for Devin Booker. And you need to take him out of that place where he thinks he's the number one guy. Because he's never made the playoffs without Chris Paul this is the first time. He's never won a playoff game where he was the guy. It's not anything. I'm not blaming Devin for where they are. He's just not what he has been made out to be. And I don't know what I can get for KD. I don't think I can get a whole lot for Beal. But I could solve a lot of problems if I was willing to move Devin. The one thing they cannot do is they cannot bring it back as is and think that, but we just need more time. That's not the solution for all the reasons that you and I just discussed.
Okay. Will LeBron be wearing purple and gold next year?
Yes. I mean, where is he going to go? He's not leaving. He's not leaving for a year or two. The Bronny James, I mean, the Lakers will either sign Bronny as a free agent, undrafted free agent, or they'll draft him somewhere in the second round. But LeBron doesn't want to pull up roots and live someplace else for a year or two, and he still doesn't have quite the influence or authority that he has been used to with the Lakers, but he still has a lot, and he has way more than he would any place else. And the Lakers are not going to get, I mean, if we're talking about moving him, I just talking to people around the league, like the value of LeBron James versus all that you have to take on with him, we're at that point now where people are like, we're good. And we don't know that he can take us the last step. And so why would we do that? Why would we mortgage or kind of give the keys to our franchise to a guy for a year or two if we don't think it can win us a championship?
Who is more of a threat to the Nuggets, the Wolves or the Thunder?
I'm going to say the Wolves simply because of their size.
Correct.
And they create some interesting matchups. Now, I don't think that Jaden Daniels can do to Jamal Murray what he did to Devin Booker. To me, Jaden was kind of the unsung hero of that series. He did a lot of yeoman's work, but because you have Jokic, you can just have Jokic or Aaron Gordon initiate your offense, and the Wolves don't have anybody who can put that 94-foot pressure on them to make that difficult. And then the big difference for me is just the three-point shooting of Denver over Minnesota. I just don't think that Minnesota consistently gets great looks. And you're still putting the ball in the hands of Anthony Edwards at the end of games to make decisions, and he's, for all of the hoopla around him, as much as, man, is he a dynamic player, he's still figuring out the game and how to orchestrate things at the end of games. I just don't think he's quite there yet. But when I look at Oklahoma City, I don't think they're that hard to figure out. It's basically you need to turn the water off on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, make him predictable, and they don't really have anywhere else to play. The Oklahoma City offense is not particularly complicated, and Denver has enough experience that they could make it ineffective in short order, in spite of everything that's happened during the regular season. I know what the record is during the regular season. Teams are completely different when they have an opportunity to prepare and exploit your weaknesses.
Who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 5?
I don't know anybody's going to play that didn't play in Game 4. I think they've, by all indications, they've conceded this.
That's crazy. Like, yeah. Like Phoenix, I see your disaster, and I match it and one-up it with Milwaukee.
Yeah. Well, honestly, I'm not sure that maybe the series would be a little bit longer, but even before Giannis got hurt, I thought that Indiana was going to win the series because at the pace that they play and the athleticism they have on the wings, Chris Middleton is not the defender he once was. Damian Lillard, obviously not. I just don't see how they matched up, where even if you had Giannis, that it was going to be appreciably different, because you got Miles Turner is hitting threes like that. You can pull Giannis out of the middle. And so I thought this was flawed from the beginning. Now, Milwaukee's going to watch what happens in these playoffs. And if Boston falters early, I could see them believing, hey, you know what, if we have everybody healthy and we have another year together, we could still come out of the East. I think they can talk themselves into that if Boston proves to be as vulnerable as I still think that they are. But and they're also kind of stuck. I mean, where are you going to go? Are you going to trade Damian Lillard? That to me is the only real option you have for making a significant difference to your team. And then Giannis would have to sign off on the idea that, yeah, much like my Adrian Griffin experiment, this did not work.
No, it did not. He's the one and only Rick Bucher. You got to check his work out at foxsports.com. You see him on Fox Sports Radio and Fox Sports One as well. He's the best. Buke, thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, Doug.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Every day at this time, we get you updated on all the stories today. By the way, the podcast will be up top of the hour. Think you'll love it. Some suggestions I got on the NFL draft, because the NFL draft first round's awesome. Second 2 days, boring and hard to talk about it today because it happened so long ago. You'll check that out. Just download Doug Gottlieb Show podcast by typing in Doug Gottlieb. Let's get to the press.
The press.
Danny, what do you got, buddy?
Question for you, Doug, before we get into the stories of the day. When do you separate last year's NFL season to the next upcoming season? Like, is there a separation point for you? Because we have the new league year that starts in March, and that's supposed to be the start of the new league year. But it doesn't feel that way for me. My personal, like, I feel like it's the new season is late July. But I just was curious if others feel that it is the new league year, if it's the draft, if it's the combine. When do you feel like it's you're on to the next year of the NFL season?
On to the next year. I think the draft. I think the draft, because everything is projecting forward per draft.
Jason Stewart, do you have a?
I have one that's well after Doug's and a little bit after yours. When HBO airs the first episode of Hard Knocks. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I think that's actually really good, because it is the start of training camp, but it's like that first week of August when they've got the footage.
What do you think about that one?
That's pretty good. I was going to say July.
I'm with you.
It's just like you're in camp and you're getting ready. You're putting your playbook together. Like, you're mixing guys in on practice. So.
I know all of these moves, the draft and free agency, is for next season, but it still feels like it's connected to the previous season because there hasn't been a break from it, if that makes any sense.
It's fair. It's very fair.
We haven't had much of a break from Travis Kelce. Always in the headlines for one reason or another.
You guys see he went out without Taylor Swift after going to a gala with Taylor Swift. He went with his boys out in Vegas.
Just a guy's night out.
Guy's night out.
The Chiefs tight end got a 2-year extension, making him the highest paid tight end in the NFL. $34.25 million over that 2-year extension, just north of what Darren Waller gets annually from the Giants. He's at 17 mil. Travis now just north of 17 million. Highest paid tight end in the NFL and under contract now through 2027, Doug.
Well, they're freeing up some money to keep getting players. I'd never bought the retirement story, but anybody who's a great player who says retire, they automatically get a new contract. I think those are the two things that work here.
He'll get 17 and a quarter million dollars in 2025.
Wow.
Which ends up being guaranteed next March. So you expect that to happen as well. Highest paid tight end in salary and cash over the next 2 years, according to Albert Breer. Mm. Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs will be facing the Indiana Pacers in a pair of games next season in Paris, Doug.
Wow, he gets to play at home, huh?
Yes.
That's going to be something.
Cashing in on that.
Why not? Why wouldn't you?
You know,
it's interesting. The NBA has all these other leagues are basically copying what the NBA's done in terms of globalization. Now, the NFL did have NFL Europe. We forget about that. But this is where the NBA has been really, really good. And taking a guy home to play is even more brilliant.
Some college basketball news. Vlad Goldin, the FAU center, is going to transfer and follow Dusty May to Michigan, while Aiden Mahaney is leaving St. Mary's. He's going to UConn. And Jason Stewart's favorite player, because of how he helped his survivor pool during the tournament, Alabama's Grant Nelson returning to Tuscaloosa next season.
Oh, he's got another year. He's got a COVID year.
Yeah, coming back.
Man. The Vlad Goldin. Huh?
What's the news?
Yeah, he's returning.
He's got a COVID year he can use.
Oh, good.
Going back.
So maybe the mustache will be fully grown in by then.
Doug, the entire UAB football team has signed with the Players Association, athletes.org, becoming the first publicly known team to sign with the Players Association.
Okay. See how that works out for them? I mean, look, Trent knows what he's doing there. He's trying new things. Is Trent Dilfer's the coach of UAB? People have forgotten? So let's see. Let's see how they do in NIL in comparison to how they were previously going to do without that.
And I was excited to see what the roast of Tom Brady would be. I knew that Jeffrey Ross was going to be there. But now I don't know if I'm as excited in finding out that there's just going to be a bunch of his former teammates. The Netflix special on May 5th will include Randy Moss, Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, and Drew Bledsoe.
That's at the Forum, right? Forum in L.A., I believe?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's one of those where it's like attending an Academy Awards type deal. Like, I'll wait till the edited version comes out on Comedy Central.
I want to see the comedians. I don't need to hear jokes that Julian Edelman had written for him by someone else. Maybe Edelman could write his own jokes.
Don't they all have their jokes written by somebody else, even the comedians?
Some, yeah. But not all.
Yes.
Yeah, the best of the best do it well.
I think Antonio Brown would add some edge to that.
that would be something.
Is
that,
he all right?
That's the press.
Hey, get out there and press. Yay.
That was the press.
Yay. We did this the other day.
Is he all right?
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, NFL draft, put it to bed. We probably see some closeout games. You want to hear the picks? You have to download the podcast. Get the picks on all of tonight's games, including this is the last Laker game of the season. Feels like it. It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.